Estás más linda que nunca. You are more beautiful than ever. This sentence uses the comparative form of the adjective linda. Beautiful, which is más linda. More beautiful. The phrase que nunca means than ever and emphasizes the extent of the beauty. The verb estás is the present tense of the verb estar to be conjugated in the second person singular, which means you are. Here is a breakdown of the sentence. Estás colon you are más colon more linda colon beautiful que colon than nunca colon ever. Me gusta formar parte de este grupo. I like being part of this group. Breakdown. Me. Colon this is the pronoun, me, in the nominative case, meaning, I, in English. Gusta. Colon this is the third person singular form of the verb. Gustar. To like, which is a special verb in Spanish. It takes the object as the subject. Formar. Colon this is the infinitive form of the verb, to form. Parte. Colon this is a noun meaning, part. De. Colon this is a preposition meaning, of. Este. Colon this is a demonstrative adjective meaning, this. Masculine singular. Grupo. Colon this is a noun meaning, group. Key concepts. Verb gustar. This verb is used to express liking something. The thing you like is the subject of the sentence, while the person who likes it follows the verb. Infinitive phrase. The phrase, forma parte, is an infinitive phrase that acts as the object of the verb gustar. Prepositional phrase. The rest grupo is a prepositional phrase that modifies the noun. Parte. Telling us what kind of part it is. Mis padres aún son jóvenes. My parents are still young. Breakdown. Mis. This is the possessive adjective meaning, my, and it agrees in gender and number with the noun it modifies, padres. Parents. Padres. This is the plural noun meaning, parents. Aún. This is an adverb meaning, still, or, yet. It emphasizes that the parents are still young, even though they may be older than someone might expect. Son. This is the third person plural form of the verb, sir, to be, indicating that the subject, padres, parents, is plural. Jóvenes. This is the adjective meaning, young, and it agrees in gender and number with the noun it modifies, padres, parents. Key concepts. Possessive adjectives. Mis. Agrees with the noun. Padres. In gender and number. Verb conjugation. The verb, ser, to be, is conjugated in the present tense, third person plural form, son. To agree with the plural subject. Padres. Adverbs. Aún. Modifies the verb. Son. To indicate that the parents are still young. Puedes quedarte aquí hasta que pare de nevar. You can stay here until it stops snowing. Breakdown. Puedes quedarte aquí. This is the verb phrase meaning, you can stay here. Puedes is the second person singular informal form of the verb, poder, to be able to. Quedarte is the infinitive, quedas, to stay. Conjugated in the present tense to match the subject, you. It is conjugated in the informal, to, form. Aquí is the adverb meaning, here. Hasta que. This is a conjunction meaning, until. Per. This is the third person singular present subjunctive form of the verb, para. To stop, referring to the action of the snow. De nevar. This is a prepositional phrase meaning, of snowing. De. This is the preposition meaning, of. Never. This is the infinitive, never, to snow. Key concepts. Present subjunctive. The present subjunctive mood is used to express a desire, suggestion, or possibility. In this case, it is used to express the condition under which the person can stay until it stops snowing. Prepositional phrase. The phrase "deneva" acts as a prepositional phrase to modify the verb "para". Informal "to" form. The verb "quedat" is conjugated in the informal "to" form, which is used when addressing someone informally. No tengo un pasaje. I don't have a ticket. Breakdown. No means no in English. It's a negation. Tengo is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb tener, meaning to have. Un means a, and is used to indicate an indefinite singular noun. Pasaje means ticket and refers to a ticket for travel. Key concepts. Negation. The sentence uses the negation no to indicate the lack of a ticket. Verb conjugation. The verb tener is conjugated in the present tense to indicate a current state of not possessing a ticket. Indefinite article. The indefinite article un is used to indicate that the speaker does not have a specific ticket. Todo lo que puedo hacer es dar lo mejor de mí. All I can do is give my best. Breakdown. Todo. This means all, and is a masculine singular noun. Lo. This is a pronoun that stands in for all, and agrees with the masculine singular noun. Que. This is a relative pronoun that introduces the subordinate clause, I can do. Puedo. This means, I can, and is a verb in the present tense, conjugated in the first person singular. Hacer. This means, to do, and is the infinitive verb that is governed by, can. Es. This means, is, and is a verb in the present tense, conjugated in the third person singular. Dar. This means, to give, and is the infinitive verb that is governed by, is. Law. This is a pronoun that stands in for my best and agrees with the masculine singular noun mejor. This means best and is a superlative adjective that modifies my best. De. This means of and is a preposition that introduces the phrase my best. Me. This means me and is a pronoun that is governed by the preposition of. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verbs in this sentence agree in number and person with their subjects. Pronoun agreement. The pronouns in this sentence agree in number and gender with the nouns they stand in for. Infinitives. Infinitives are verbs that are not conjugated and are typically preceded by to in English. Prepositions. Prepositions connect nouns and pronouns to other words in the sentence and indicate relationships between them. Le conté a Tom la razón por la que no podía ir. I told Tom the reason why I couldn't go. Breakdown. Le is the indirect object pronoun, meaning to him or to her. In this case, it refers to Tom. Conté is the past tense of the verb contar, meaning to tell. A Tom is the prepositional phrase indicating the recipient of the information. La razón is the noun phrase, meaning the reason. Por la que is a relative pronoun phrase, meaning for, which, or why. It connects the reason to the following clause. No podía ir is the conditional clause, meaning I couldn't go. It explains the reason for not going. Key concepts. Indirect object pronouns. Le is an indirect object pronoun that precedes the verb and indicates the recipient of the action. Prepositional phrases. At om is a prepositional phrase that functions as an indirect object. Relative pronoun phrases. Por la que is a relative pronoun phrase that introduces a clause that describes the noun, razón. Conditional clause, no podría ir, is a conditional clause that expresses a hypothetical situation. Jugaban al béisbol en el parque. They were playing baseball in the park. The sentence uses the imperfect tense, which describes an action that was ongoing in the past. Jugaban is the imperfect form of the verb jugar. To play, conjugated in the third person plural. Al béisbol means baseball in this context. The preposition al is used before sports and games in Spanish. En el parque means in the park. Acepto tu oferta. I accept your offer. The sentence is acepto tu oferta. Acepto is the first person singular present indicative form of the verb aceptar, meaning to accept. Tu is the singular possessive pronoun meaning your. Oferta is the noun meaning offer. The sentence literally translates to I accept your offer. La mayoría de las serpientes de esta isla son inofensivas. Most of the snakes on this island are harmless. The sentence uses the following key grammatical concepts. La mayoría. This is the feminine singular form of the noun. Mayoría. Meaning, majority. De. This is a preposition meaning, of. Las. This is the feminine plural definite article for, the. Serpientes. This is the noun, snakes. De. This is a preposition meaning, of. Esta. This is the feminine singular form of the demonstrative adjective. Este. Meaning, this. Isla. This is the feminine singular noun, island. Son. This is the third person plural form of the verb, to be, conjugated in the present tense. Inofensivas. This is the feminine plural form of the adjective. Inofensivo. Meaning, harmless. Su historia es cierta. His or her story is true. Breakdown. Su. This is the possessive adjective, his or her, and it agrees in gender and number with the noun that follows, in this case, historia. Historia. This is the noun, story. Es. This is the third person singular form of the verb, to be, sir, conjugated in the present tense. It agrees with the noun, historia. In number and person, cierta. This is the feminine singular form of the adjective, true. It agrees in gender and number with the noun, historia. Key concept. In Spanish, adjectives usually follow the noun they modify, and agree with the noun in gender and number. Tom es mi primo. Tom is my cousin. The sentence structure is straightforward. Tom is the subject of the sentence, referring to the person named Tom. S is the verb, to be, in the third person singular present tense, indicating that Tom is something. Me is the possessive adjective, my, indicating that the cousin belongs to the speaker. Primo is the noun, cousin. The sentence expresses a simple familial relationship. Este barco no está equipado con radar. This boat is not equipped with radar. Breakdown. Este. This, masculine singular. Barco. Boat, masculine singular. No. Not. Está. Is, third person singular present indicative of. Estar. Equipado. Equipped. Past participle of equipar. Con. With. Radar. Radar, masculine singular. Key concepts. Estar. plus past participle. This construction is used to express the state of being, in this case, the boat being equipped. Con. Colon. This preposition is used to indicate what something is equipped with. Masculine singular agreement. Notice how the adjective equipado and the noun bar agree in gender and number with the noun barco. Estos son los zapatos que compré la semana pasada. These are the shoes that I bought last week. Breakdown. Estos. These, plural, masculine, this is a demonstrative adjective, indicating proximity. Son. Ah, this is the third person plural form of the verb, ser, to be. Los. The, plural, masculine, this is a definite article, indicating that the listener knows which shoes are being referred to. Zapatos. Shoes, this is a noun, plural, masculine. Que. That, this is a relative pronoun, introducing a relative clause. Compré. Bought, this is the first person singular past tense of the verb, comprar, to buy. La. The, this is a definite article, indicating that the listener knows which week is being referred to. Semana. Week, this is a noun, singular, feminine. Pasada. Past, this is a past participle, used here as an adjective, modifying the noun, semana. Key concepts. Demonstrative adjectives. Estos. Definite articles. Los. La. Relative pronouns. Que. Past tense. Compré. Past participle. Pasada. ¿Cuánto tiempo vas a quedarte? How long are you going to stay? This sentence is a question in the tú form, meaning it's addressed to someone you are familiar with. Let's break it down. ¿Cuánto tiempo? How long? ¿Cuánto? Means how much or how many, and is used here to ask about a duration of time. Tiempo means time. ¿Vas a quedar? Are you going to stay? Vas is the to form of the verb to go in the present tense. A indicates that the verb is in the infinitive form, which, in this case, is quedarte, meaning to stay. The verb quedarse is a reflexive verb, meaning it has the reflexive pronoun se attached to it. In this case, the pronoun is implied, because the tú form of the verb is used. So, this translates to, are you going to stay, or, are you going to stay yourself? This sentence structure is typical in Spanish to emphasize that the action is being done to oneself. Él extendió su brazo derecho. He extended his right arm. Breakdown. Él. This is the masculine singular subject pronoun, meaning he. Extendió. This is the third person singular preterite form of the verb. Extender. Meaning to extend. Su. This is the masculine singular possessive adjective, meaning his. Brazo. This is the masculine singular noun meaning arm. Derecho. This is the masculine singular adjective meaning right. Key concepts. Preterite tense. The preterite tense is used to describe actions that happened in the past and are now finished. Possessive adjectives. Possessive adjectives are used to show ownership or possession. In this case, su tells us that the arm belongs to him. Masculine and singular. The words, el, brazo, and, derecho, are all masculine and singular, meaning they refer to a single male person or object. Mary es la nieta de Tom. Mary is Tom's granddaughter. Breakdown. Mary is the subject of the sentence, and a proper noun, indicating a specific person. S is the third person singular form of the verb, to be, in the present tense, indicating that the subject is a granddaughter. La is the definite article, meaning the, and referring to the granddaughter. Nieta is the feminine noun meaning granddaughter, and the object of the sentence. De is the preposition of, indicating possession. Tom is the proper noun representing the grandfather. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb is agrees with the third-person singular subject. Mari. Definite article. The article. La specifies that we are referring to a particular granddaughter. Preposition. The preposition. De indicates the relationship between Mary and Tom. No debes hacerlo ahora. You should not do it now. This sentence uses the to form of the verb deber. To have to, or to should. The to form of deber in the negative imperative is no debes. The to form of hacer. To do is hacer. The present participle of hacer is haciendo. The sentence can be broken down as follows. No, not deeds. You should, from the verb deber. Hacerlo. To do it, from the verb hacer. And the pronoun lo, which refers to the object that has already been mentioned, ahora. Now, the sentence expresses a prohibition, or a strong suggestion against doing something immediately. Tom quiere atención. Tom wants attention. This sentence uses the verb querer, which means to want. It's conjugated in the third person singular, present tense to match the subject, Tom. Atención means attention. Herví unos huevos. I boiled some eggs. This sentence is in the preterite tense, which is used for completed actions in the past. Herví is the preterite form of the verb hervir, which means to boil. Unos is the indefinite article for some, and is used with plural nouns. Huevos is the plural form of the noun huevo, which means egg. Estaban motivados por la venganza. They were motivated by revenge. The sentence uses the imperfect tense estaban, which describes an action that was ongoing in the past. This means that their motivation was not a one-time occurrence, but a continuous state. Motivados is the past participle of the verb motivar. To motivate, which in this case is used as an adjective describing the state of being motivated. Por is a preposition that translates to by, and la venganza is the noun revenge. The sentence implies that the individuals in question had a strong and ongoing desire for revenge that fueled their actions. Siempre haces lo que te da la gana. You always do whatever you want. Siempre means always. This is an adverb of time. Haces is the second person singular present indicative form of the verb hacer, which means to do or to make. This verb is conjugated according to the subject pronoun tú, which means you in the informal sense. Lo is a direct object pronoun that refers to something previously mentioned or understood. It means it or that in this context. Que is a conjunction that means that or which. It introduces a relative clause that describes what you do. Te is a reflexive pronoun that means you or yourself. It refers to the indirect object, the person who receives the action of the verb. Da is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb. Da, which means to give. This verb is conjugated according to the subject pronoun. El. Ella. Or usted. Which all mean he, she, or you, formal, respectively. La is a definite article that means the. It modifies the noun. Gana. Gana is a noun that means desire or will. In this phrase, it refers to what you want to do. Les gustan las naranjas. Do they like oranges? This sentence is a question in the do form, which means it is directed at a singular person or a group of people. The verb gustar is an irregular verb that means to like. In this case, it is conjugated in the third person plural form, gustan. Because the subject is plural, the subject pronoun les means them or to them and refers to the people who are being asked if they like oranges. The direct object, las naranjas, is a plural noun meaning the oranges. The question mark at the end indicates that the sentence is a question. Yo soy arqueólogo. I am an archaeologist. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. Yo. This is the subject pronoun, I. Soy. This is the present tense form of the verb, ser, meaning, to be. It is conjugated in the first person singular. Arqueólogo. This is the noun, archaeologist. The sentence literally translates to, I am archaeologist, which is a direct translation. There's no need to add a word like, an, before, archaeologist, because the verb, ser, conveys the meaning of being something. Soy de los Estados Unidos. I am from the United States. This sentence uses the verb, ser, to indicate origin. The verb, ser, is conjugated in the first person singular present tense, soy, which translates to, I am. The phrase, de los Estados Unidos, means, from the United States. De is a preposition meaning, from, or, of. The literal translation is, I am from of the United States. In English, we usually drop the preposition, of, but it is implied in the Spanish phrase. No te quedan excusas. You have no excuses left. No is the negation of te, which is the informal, familiar form of usted, meaning you. Quedan is the third person plural form of quedar, which means to remain or to be left. Excusas is the plural of excusa, which means excuse. This sentence uses the verb quedar in the present tense and with the personal a. The preposition a is often omitted in Spanish. Te is the indirect object pronoun, meaning to you, and is used before the conjugated verb. The direct object pronoun excusas is implied, but not used. This sentence is a statement, not a question, meaning there are no excuses left. Él ha decidido comprar el coche. He has decided to buy the car. Él. This is the masculine singular pronoun for he. Ah. This is the third person singular form of the verb. Haber. To have, in the present perfect tense. This tense is used to indicate an action that began in the past and has a result in the present. Decidido. This is the past participle of the verb. Decidir. To decide. The past participle is used in the present perfect tense with the auxiliary verb. haber. Comprar. This is the infinitive form of the verb, to buy. The infinitive is used here after a verb that expresses intention, such as decidir. El. This is the masculine singular definite article, meaning the coche. This is the noun, car. In this sentence, the key concept is the use of the present perfect tense. The present perfect tense emphasizes the result of the decision to buy the car, which is that the decision has been made. Tom es buen estudiante. Bernard. Tom is a good student, right? This sentence is a question that asks for confirmation. The subject is Tom, which means Tom. Es is the third person singular form of the verb ser, which means to be. It is used to describe a person's qualities. Buen is the masculine singular form of the adjective bueno, which means good. Estudiante means student. Bernard is a common way to ask for confirmation in Spanish. It literally translates to truth. It is equivalent to the English, right? Las pirámides de Egipto son una de las siete maravillas del mundo. The pyramids of Egypt are one of the seven wonders of the world. This sentence has a ser verb, which is son. In this case, ser is the verb to be, and it is used to describe something. Las pirámides de Egipto are the subject, and una de las siete maravillas del mundo is the predicate nominative. The word de means of. Las is the feminine plural definite article, meaning the. Pirámides is the feminine plural noun, meaning pyramids. Egipto is the masculine noun, meaning Egypt. Siete is the number, meaning seven. Maravillas is the feminine plural noun, meaning wonders. Mundo is the masculine noun, meaning world. Tom dice que no quiere ir. Tom says that he doesn't want to go. Breakdown. Tom. Tom. This is a proper noun, and the subject of the sentence. Dice. Dice. This is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb, decir, to say. It indicates that Tom is the one saying something. Que. Que. This is a conjunction that introduces a subordinate clause. It means, not. No. Nor. This is a negative adverb. Quiere. Quiere. This is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb, querer, to want. It indicates that Tom doesn't want to do something. Ir. This is the infinitive form of the verb, to go. Key concepts. Subordinate clauses. The phrase, que no quiere, is a subordinate clause that depends on the main clause, Tom dice. It provides more information about what Tom is saying. Present indicative. Both dice and quiere are in the present indicative tense, which indicates that the actions are happening now. Negation. The word no is used to negate the verb quiere, indicating that Tom does not want to go. Me quiero ir a mi casa. I want to go to my house. The sentence, mi quiero ir a mi casa, is in the first person singular and present tense. Let's break down the sentence. Me. Colon, this is the direct object pronoun, meaning me. It is used to emphasize that the speaker is the one who wants to go home. Quiero. Colon, this is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb querer, meaning to want. Ir. Colon, this is the infinitive form of the verb to go. Here, it is used in conjunction with querer. to express the desire to go. Ah. Colon, this is the preposition, to me. Colon, this is the possessive adjective, my casa. Colon, this is the noun, house. Key points. The use of the direct object pronoun, me, emphasizes that the speaker is the one who wants to go home. The combination of the verbs, querer and ir, expresses the desire to go. The preposition, a, connects the verb, ir, to the destination, mi casa. Quiero comprar esta camisa. I want to buy this shirt. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb, querer, which means, to want. The conjugation, quiero, is the first person singular form of the verb, indicating that the speaker is the one who wants to buy the shirt. The verb, comprar, means, to buy, and is also conjugated in the present tense, comprar, being the infinitive form of the verb. The object of the verb is esta camisa, which means this shirt. The sentence structure is simple. Subject plus verb plus object. El chile me quemó la lengua. The chili burned my tongue. Breakdown. El. This is the definite article, the, in Spanish, used because it's clear what chili is being referred to. Chile. This is the noun, chili, referring to the spicy pepper. Me. This is the direct object pronoun, me, indicating that the chili is the thing doing the burning. Quemó. This is the past tense of the verb, quema, which means, to burn. The, o acute, ending tells us that the subject is, el chili, third person singular. La. This is the definite article, the, in Spanish, used because it's clear what tongue is being referred to. Lengua. This is the noun, tongue. Key concepts. Direct object pronouns. These pronouns, like me, replace the noun that receives the action of the verb. Here, me refers to the speaker, who is the one whose tongue is being burned. Verb conjugation, the verb ending, or, tells us the tense, past, and the subject, third person singular, el chile. Volver aquí ahora mismo. Come back here right now. This sentence is an imperative command, meaning it is telling someone to do something. Volver. Exclamation, this is the imperative form of the verb. Volver. To return, conjugated in the second person plural. This means it is telling a group of people to return. The exclamation mark at the beginning makes the command more forceful. Aquí. This means, here. Ahora mismo. This means, right now. It emphasizes the urgency of the command. Lo necesito cuanto antes. I need it as soon as possible. The sentence is composed of lo, colon, this is the direct object pronoun, it, referring to something previously mentioned or understood. Necesito, colon, this is the first person singular present tense form of the verb necesita, meaning to need. Cuanto, colon, this is an adverb meaning how much. Antes, colon, this is an adverb meaning before. In this context, implying, as soon as possible. The sentence structure is simple, using the verb, necesita, in the present tense, and combining the adverbs, cuanto, and, antes, to express the urgency. Creo que eso es más que razonable. I think that's more than reasonable. This sentence uses the verb, creer, which means, to believe, or, to think. It's conjugated in the first person singular, present tense, which is, creo, and means, I believe, or, I think. Eso. is a demonstrative pronoun, which in this context refers to the previous statement, or conversation. S is the verb, to be, in the third person singular, present tense, which means, is. Mas means, more, and que means, than. Razonable means, reasonable. The sentence is a simple statement of opinion. The speaker is expressing their belief that something is reasonable. Tom y Mary parecen felices juntos. Tom and Mary appear happy together. Parecen. This is the third person plural of the verb. Parecer. Which means, to appear, or, to seem. It is conjugated in the present tense. Felices. This is the plural form of the adjective. Feliz. Meaning, happy. It agrees in gender and number with the noun. Tom y Mary. Juntos. This is the masculine plural form of the adjective. Junto. Meaning, together. It describes the state of. Tom y Mary. Acabo de hablar con Tom. I just talked to Tom. The sentence. Acabo de hablar con Tom. Uses the verb. Acabar. Which means, to finish, or, to end. However, in this case, it is used in a construction known as the present perfect tense. This tense combines the verb. Haber. To have, with the past participle of another verb. In this case, the past participle of the verb. Hablar. To speak, is. Hablado. The present perfect tense is used to indicate an action that happened in the past, but has a direct connection to the present. In this case, the speaker is saying that the act of talking to Tom just happened, and is still relevant. Here is a breakdown. Acabo is the first person singular form of the verb. Acabar. In the present tense, de is a preposition that means, of, or, from. Hablar is the infinitive verb, to speak. Con is a preposition that means, with. Tom is the name of the person the speaker talked to. Todos los buses están llenos. All the buses are full. This sentence is in the presente. Present, tense, and uses the plural form of the verb estar. To be. Todos. Colon means all, and is used with los. The, to refer to multiple buses. Los. Colon means the, and is the masculine plural definite article, agreeing with the noun. Buses. Buses. Colon means, buses, and is the plural form of the noun. Bus. Están. Colon is the third person plural form of the verb. Estar. To be, in the present tense, agreeing with the subject. Los buses. The buses. Llenos. Colon means, full, and is the masculine plural adjective, agreeing with the noun. Buses. Quiero un martini. I want a martini. This is a simple sentence in Spanish, using the verb querer, which means, to want. The subject pronoun, yo, I, is implied, so it is not necessary to include it in the sentence. The object is un martini. A martini. Por suerte. No tuve yo que tomar esa decisión. Luckily, I didn't have to make that decision. Breakdown. Por suerte. Colon this means, luckily, or, fortunately. It expresses a sense of relief, or gratitude that a particular outcome occurred. No. Colon this is the negation word, meaning, no, or, not. Tuve. Colon this is the past tense of the verb. Tener. To have. Here, it is conjugated in the first person singular, meaning, I had. Your. Colon, this is the pronoun, I, and is used for emphasis, or clarity. Care. Colon, this conjunction introduces a dependent clause, and means, that, or, to. Tomar. Colon, this is the infinitive verb meaning, to take, or, to make, in the sense of a decision. Esa. Colon, this is the feminine singular demonstrative adjective meaning, that, or, this, referring to the decision in question. Decision. Colon, this is the noun, decision. Key concepts. Verb conjugation. Notice how the verb tener is conjugated in the past tense as tuve. This is a key part of Spanish grammar. Word order. The word order in this sentence is typical of Spanish, with the subject yo appearing before the verb tuve. Pronoun use. The pronoun yo is used for emphasis even though it is already implied in the verb conjugation. Infinitive verb. The infinitive verb tomar is used after the conjunction que to create a dependent clause. Esperad aquí, por favor. Please wait here. The sentence, esperad aquí, por favor, uses the formal command form of the verb esperar to wait, which is esperad. This form is used to make a request to multiple people. Aquí means here, and por favor is the polite way to say please in Spanish. Despertate. Wake up. The sentence, despertate, is a imperative verb in the tú form, which means you, informal. The imperative form is used to give commands or instructions. The tú form is used when speaking to a single person informally. So, the sentence translates to wake up and is a direct command to someone to wake up. Tenemos que aligerar la carga. We need to lighten the load. Tenemos is the first person plural present tense form of the verb tener. To have, meaning we have. Que is a conjunction that introduces a clause expressing necessity or obligation, similar to that or must. Aligerar is the infinitive form of the verb meaning to lighten, and it is conjugated here in the infinitive form because it follows que. La is the feminine definite article meaning the. Carga is a noun meaning load, referring to something heavy or burdensome. The whole phrase translates to, we have to lighten the load. It could be used in many contexts, such as referring to a physical burden, a workload, or a metaphorical emotional burden. Me pregunto de quién será este auto. I wonder who this car belongs to. Breakdown. Me. This is the pronoun, I, in the nominative case. It is the subject of the verb, pregunto. Pregunto. This is the present tense, first person singular form of the verb, pregunta, to ask, to wonder. It indicates that the speaker is asking a question. De quién? This is a compound interrogative phrase meaning, whose. It is the object of the preposition, de. Será. This is the future tense, third person singular form of the verb, ser, to be. It indicates that the speaker is speculating about the owner of the car. Este. This is the masculine singular form of the demonstrative adjective, this, and modifies, auto. Auto. This is the masculine singular form of the noun, car. Key concepts. Interrogative phrase. De quién is an interrogative phrase that directly translates to, of whom, but in English we often use, whose, to ask about ownership. Future tense, será, indicates that the speaker is uncertain about the owner, and is speculating. Demonstrative adjective, este, points out a specific car, making the sentence more concrete. Tom está votando. Tom is voting. This sentence is in the present progressive tense, which is formed by using the verb estar, to be, in the present tense, and the present participle of the main verb. In this case, the present participle of the verb votar, to vote, is votando. Tom is the subject of the sentence and está votando is the verb phrase. The phrase means that Tom is currently engaged in the act of voting. Si quieres más detalles sobre eso, tendrás que preguntar a mi jefe. If you want more details about that, you will have to ask my boss. This sentence uses the conditional tense, si quieres, which means, if you want. The verb, querer, is conjugated in the present subjunctive tense, because it follows a conjunction expressing a condition, si. This is a common construction in Spanish. The second part of the sentence uses the future tense, tendrás que preguntar, meaning, you will have to ask. The phrase, a mi jefe, means, my boss. El auto de Tom se quedó atascado en el barro. Tom's car got stuck in the mud. El. This is the definite article meaning, the, and is used, because we are talking about a specific car. Auto. Auto. This is the noun meaning, car. De. This is the preposition meaning, of, and indicates possession. Tom. This is the name of the owner of the car. Si Guido. Se quedó. This is the reflexive verb, to stay, in the past tense, meaning, got stuck. The reflexive pronoun, se, indicates that the car is the one that is staying stuck. Atascado. Atascado. This is the past participle of the verb, to get stuck, and is used here as an adjective. En. This is the preposition meaning, in. El. This is the definite article meaning, the, and is used, because we are talking about a specific mud. Barro. Barro. This is the noun meaning, mud. Que tan alto es él? How tall is he? This is a question asking about a man's height. Let's break it down. Que tan alto es él? Que is the interrogative word for, what, indicating a question. Tan means, so, or, how, and is used to emphasize the degree, or extent of something. Alto is an adjective meaning, tall. Es is the third person singular present tense form of the verb. Ser. To be. Él is a pronoun meaning, he. The sentence literally translates to, what so tall is he? But in English, we phrase it as, how tall is he? La cena está preparada. Dinner is ready. The sentence, la cena está preparada, is a simple declarative sentence in Spanish. Let's break it down. La is the definite article, the, in feminine singular form, referring to. Cena. Cena means dinner. Está is the third person singular present indicative of the verb estar, meaning to be in a state of being. Preparada is the past participle of the verb preparar, meaning to prepare. It's in the feminine singular form to agree with. Cena. The entire sentence uses the passive voice, meaning the action of preparing dinner is being performed by an unknown, or implied subject. The focus is on the state of the dinner, which is ready. Varios inmigrantes ilegales aparecieron muertos no muy lejos del cruce de la frontera. Several illegal immigrants were found dead not far from the border crossing. Varios. Varios. Means several, and is a plural adjective modifying the noun, inmigrantes. 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 Means immigrants. This noun is plural. Illegales. Illegales. Means illegal, and is an adjective modifying the noun, inmigrantes. Aparecieron. Aparecieron. Means appeared, and is the past participle of the verb, aparecer, to appear. It's used in the passive voice construction. Muertos. Muertos. Means dead, and is a past participle used as an adjective modifying, inmigrantes. No muy lejos. No muy lejos. Means not far, and is an adverbial phrase indicating distance. Del cruce. Del cruce. Means of the crossing. Del is the contraction of the and el. Cruce. Cruce. Means crossing, and is a masculine singular noun. De la frontera. De la frontera. Means of the border. De indicates possession. La frontera. La frontera. Means the border, and is a feminine singular noun. La puerta estaba cerrada desde adentro. The door was closed from the inside. Breakdown. La. This is the definite article, the, in the feminine singular form, referring to door. Puerta. This is the noun, door, in the feminine singular form. Estaba. This is the past imperfect tense of the verb. Estar. To be. It indicates a continuous action in the past. Cerrada. This is the past participle of the verb. Cerrar. To close, indicating the door was in a closed state. Since. Puerta. Is feminine, the participle also takes the feminine form. Desde. This preposition means, from, and introduces the location, from which the door was closed. Adentro. This adverb means, inside, and indicates the door was closed from the inside. Key concepts. Agreement. The adjectives. Cerrada. And. Adentro. Agree in gender, and number with the noun. Puerta. Tense. The use of the past imperfect. Estaba. Indicates a state that existed in the past, as opposed to a completed action. Prepositional phrase. The phrase. Desde adentro. Functions as a prepositional phrase that modifies the verb. Estaba. No hice nada. I didn't do anything. This sentence is in the negative form, and uses the past tense of the verb. Hacer. To do. Breakdown. No. Negation, meaning, not, heis. Past tense of the verb. Hacer. To do. The verb is conjugated in the first person singular. Nada. This means, nothing, and is an indefinite pronoun. The full sentence conveys that the speaker did not perform any action. Sus palabras hicieron que ella llorara de emoción. His words caused her to cry with emotion. Breakdown. Sus. Palabras. This is the possessive pronoun, his, modifying the noun, words. Palabras. Hicieron. Que. This is the past tense of the verb, hacer, to make, to do, meaning, caused, or, made. The word, que, introduces a subordinate clause, indicating the result of the action. Ella, llorara. This is the past subjunctive form of the verb, llora, to cry, indicating a hypothetical, or potential action in the past. The pronoun, ella, she, is the subject of the verb. De. Emoción. This is a prepositional phrase meaning, with emotion. Emoción. Is the noun, emotion. Key concepts. Subjunctive mood. The subjunctive mood is used to express a hypothetical, potential, or desired action, often in subordinate clauses. Here, yorara is in the past subjunctive, indicating a potential action that happened in the past. Possessive pronouns. The possessive pronoun sus, his, indicates ownership. Prepositional phrases. The prepositional phrase the emoción with emotion modifies the verb Laura to cry and provides additional information about how she cried. Siempre se me olvida mi paraguas en el tren. I always forget my umbrella on the train. The sentence is in the present tense and uses the reflexive pronoun se to indicate that the action of forgetting is performed by the subject, yo, I, but is directed towards the object, mi paraguas, my umbrella. Here is a breakdown. Siempre, always, se, reflexive pronoun, meaning, myself, me, object pronoun, used after a reflexive pronoun, olvida, forgets, third person singular present indicative of the verb, olvidar, me, my, paraguas, umbrella, en, in, el, the, tren, train, es baseballista, he is a baseball player, es, is the third person singular present tense form of the verb, ser, meaning, to be, baseballista, is a noun meaning, baseball player. The sentence uses the simple present tense to describe a state of being. Creo que marcaste el número equivocado. I think you dialed the wrong number. The sentence. Creo que marcaste el número equivocado. Is in the indicative mood, present tense, and the subject is tú. You, which is understood. Creo is the first person singular present indicative form of the verb creer, to believe. Que is a conjunction introducing a subordinate clause. Marcaste is the second person singular preterite form of the verb marcar, to dial. El is the masculine singular definite article. Número is the noun meaning number. Equivocado is the masculine singular past participle of the verb equivocar, to mistake, and is used as an adjective meaning wrong. The entire sentence translates to I believe that you dialed the wrong number. Hagamos una fiesta. Let's have a party. Breakdown. Hagamos is the first person plural subjunctive form of the verb hacer, to do, to make. The subjunctive mood is used here to express a suggestion or proposal. Una means a, and is the feminine singular form of the indefinite article. Fiesta means party. Key concepts. The use of the subjunctive mood to express a suggestion or proposal. The use of the definite article, una, before the noun, fiesta. Llevo puestas las luces antiniebla. I have the fog lights on. Levo is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb lema, which means, to wear, or, to carry. However, in this case, it is being used with the reflexive pronoun me, understood, meaning, I am wearing, or, I am carrying. Pustas is the past participle of the verb poner, which means, to put, or, to place. However, it is being used here in a passive sense, meaning, put, or, placed. The feminine past participle pustas agrees in gender with the noun luces, lights. Las is the definite article for the feminine plural noun luces, meaning, the, luces is the feminine plural noun meaning, lights, antiniebla is the noun meaning, fog, and the adjective meaning, antifog. In this case, it is an adjective modifying the noun, loses. Él estudia más que antes. He studies more than before. This sentence uses the comparative adjective, más. More, to compare the frequency of the man's studying to a previous time. Él. He, masculine singular subject pronoun. Estudia. Studies, third person singular present indicative of. Estudiar. To study. Más. More, comparative adjective. Que. Then, conjunction introducing a comparison. Antes. Before, adverb of time. Siempre está en la lona a fin de mes. This sentence means, he slash she is always broke at the end of the month. Here is the breakdown. Siempre means always. It is an adverb of time. Está is the third person singular present indicative of the verb. Estar, which means to be. En la lona is a common Spanish idiom that literally translates to on the canvas, referring to a boxer who is knocked out and lying on the canvas. It is used to express being in a bad situation, broke, or unable to cope. A fin de mes means at the end of the month. The sentence structure is a simple present tense sentence, using the verb estar to describe a state of being. The idiom en la lona adds a colorful and expressive element to the sentence. La Navidad es el 25 de diciembre. Christmas is on December 25th. Breakdown. La is the definite article, the, in the feminine singular form. Navidad is the noun, Christmas. Es is the third person singular form of the verb, to be, in the present tense. El is the definite article, the, in the masculine singular form. 25 is the number, 25. De is the preposition of. Diciembre is the noun, December. Key concepts. Gender agreement. The definite articles. La and el agree in gender with the nouns they modify. Navidad is feminine, and diciembre is masculine. Prepositional phrase, the phrase de diciembre functions as a prepositional phrase modifying the number, 25. Date format. The Spanish date format is day, month, year. Él dejó el instituto a los 17. He left high school at 17. The sentence uses the past tense. Dejó. Left, of the verb. Dejar. To leave. The object of the verb is. El instituto. High school. A los 17. At 17 is a prepositional phrase indicating the age at which he left. Esta medicina reducirá tu dolor. This medicine will reduce your pain. The sentence is in the third person singular, present tense, indicative mood of the verb. Reducir. To reduce. Esta is the feminine singular form of the demonstrative adjective. Este. This. Medicina is the feminine singular form of the noun. Medicina. Medicine. Tu is the second person singular possessive pronoun, your. Dolor is the masculine singular form of the noun. Dolor. Pain. Todo es negociable. Everything is negotiable. This sentence uses the todo, which is a masculine singular pronoun that means everything. Es is the third person singular form of the verb ser, which means to be. It agrees in gender and number with the subject. Todo negociable is an adjective that means negotiable. The sentence structure is a simple subject-verb-adjective construction. Estoy seguro de que aquello fue útil. I am sure that was useful. Estoy is the first person singular present indicative of the verb estar, meaning to be in this context. Seguro is the masculine singular adjective meaning sure or certain. De is a preposition meaning of or about. Que is a conjunction meaning that. Aquello is a pronoun referring to something previously mentioned. Fue is the third person singular preterite of the verb ser, meaning to be. Útil is an adjective meaning useful. The sentence can be understood as I am certain that was useful. Enfrente hay una casa blanca. There is a white house in front. The sentence is in the present tense, indicating a present state of being. Enfrente is an adverb of location meaning in front or opposite. It functions as a prepositional phrase here. I is the third person singular form of the verb haber, which is an impersonal verb meaning there is or there are. It is used to express existence. Una is the feminine singular form of the indefinite article un, meaning a or an. Casa is the feminine noun for house. Blanca is the feminine singular form of the adjective blanco, meaning white. This is a simple sentence with the subject, a white house, and the verb, there is, in the third person singular form, indicating its existence in the location, in front. Espero que las cosas te vayan bien. I hope things go well for you. This sentence expresses a wish for the well-being of the person being addressed. Let's break it down. Espero is the verb, to hope, in the first person singular present tense. It translates to, I hope. Que is a conjunction introducing a subordinate clause. It means that. Las cosas literally means the things, and refers to the general state of affairs or circumstances in the person's life. Te is the indirect object pronoun meaning you, and refers to the person being addressed. Vayan is the third person plural present subjunctive of the verb to go. It means go in the sense of develop or proceed. Bien is an adverb meaning well or good. Therefore, the entire sentence translates to I hope that things go well for you. Esta puerta conduce al estudio. This door leads to the study. Breakdown. Esta. This demonstrative adjective, feminine singular, referring to the door. Puerta. Door, noun, feminine singular. Conduce. Leads, verb, third person singular present indicative of, conducir, to lead, to conduct. Al. To the, contraction of, el, to the, estudio. Study, noun, masculine singular. Key concepts. Demonstrative adjectives indicate proximity or distance, this, that, these, those, present indicative tense. Used to describe actions happening now, habitual actions, or facts. Prepositions indicate the relationship between words, like, to, or, from. In this case, al is a preposition showing direction. Me mudé. I moved. The sentence, me mudé, is in the preterite tense, which is used to describe a completed action in the past. Me is the direct object pronoun, meaning me, and refers to the speaker. Mudé is the past tense of the verb mudar, which means to move. This sentence is a simple and direct way to express that the speaker moved. Nunca te abandonaré. I will never abandon you. Breakdown. Nunca. This is an adverb meaning never. It's used to emphasize the duration of the action. Te. This is the object pronoun, you, in the informal singular form. It's used to indicate the person being addressed directly. Abandonaré. This is the future tense of the verb, abandonar, which means, to abandon. It indicates an action that will happen in the future. Key concepts. Future tense. The future tense is used to talk about actions that will happen in the future. In Spanish, the future tense is formed by adding specific endings to the infinitive form of the verb. Object pronouns. Object pronouns are used to indicate who or what is receiving the action of the verb. In this case, te is the direct object pronoun, indicating that the person being addressed is the one being abandoned. Negation. The negative word, nunca, is used to negate the action of the verb. Es una mala persona. He slash she is a bad person. Breakdown. Es. This is the third person singular form of the verb, ser, to be. It is used to describe a person, or thing. Una. This is the feminine singular definite article, meaning, a, or, one. Mala. This is the feminine singular form of the adjective, malo, bad. Persona. This is the noun, person. Key concepts. Gender agreement. In Spanish, adjectives must agree in gender and number with the noun they modify. Here, mala agrees with persona, feminine singular. Definite articles. Spanish uses definite articles, the, more often than English. Tom no mencionó que planeaba hacer. Tom did not mention what he planned to do. Breakdown. Tom. Tom. This is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. No mencionó. No mencionó. This is the verb, meaning, did not mention. It's in the past tense. Que. Que. This is an interrogative pronoun meaning, what. It acts as the direct object of the verb. Planaba. Planeaba. This is an irregular verb meaning, planned. It's in the imperfect tense, indicating an action in progress in the past. Hacer. Hacer. This is an infinitive verb meaning, to do. Key concepts. Negation. The use of no before the verb signifies negation. Imperfect tense. The verb planeaba is in the imperfect tense, which is used to describe actions that were ongoing in the past. Interrogative pronoun. Que introduces a question about the object of the verb. Infinitive. Hacer. Acts as the direct object of the verb. Planeaba. Le gustan las naranjas. Do you like oranges? This is a question in the tú form, meaning it's addressed to a singular, you. Le. This is the subject pronoun. Le. Which is used for the formal, you, or for a third person singular object, like, him, or, her. In this case, it refers to the person being asked the question. Gustan. This is the verb. Gustar. Conjugated in the third person plural form. Gustar. Is an interesting verb in Spanish, because it means, to be pleasing to, or, to like. The object of the verb. Naranjas. In this case, is the thing being liked. So, the structure is. Gustar más object. Since the object is plural, naranjas. The verb is also plural, las. This is the definite article, las. Meaning, the, in the feminine plural form. It agrees with the noun, naranjas. Oranges, naranjas. This is the noun, naranjas. Oranges, in the feminine plural form. So, the entire sentence is a question asking the person being addressed if they like oranges. It literally means, are oranges pleasing to you? However, the English translation is more natural as, do you like oranges? Solía ir a pescar con mi padre cuando era un niño. This sentence means, I used to go fishing with my father when I was a child. Here is a breakdown. Solía. This is the imperfect tense of the verb. Soler. Which means, to be accustomed to, or, to usually do something. It implies that this was a habitual action in the past. Ir. This is the infinitive form of the verb, to go. A pescar. This is a prepositional phrase meaning, to fish. The preposition, a, is used before infinitive verbs to indicate purpose. Con mi padre. This means, with my father. Con is a preposition meaning, with. Cuando. This is a conjunction meaning, when. Era. This is the imperfect tense of the verb. Ser. Which means, to be. It is used to describe a state of being in the past. Un niño. This means, a child. Key concepts. Imperfect tense. The imperfect tense is used to describe past actions that were habitual, or ongoing. In this sentence, it is used to describe the speaker's frequent fishing trips with his father. Infinitive verbs. Infinitive verbs are the basic form of a verb, often preceded by, to, in English. In this sentence, ir is an infinitive verb. Prepositional phrases. Prepositional phrases are groups of words that begin with a preposition and modify a noun or pronoun. In this sentence, a pescar and con mi padre are prepositional phrases. Tom es paseador de perros. Tom is a dog walker. Tom is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun, meaning it's a specific person's name. Es is the third person singular form of the verb, ser, to be, in the present tense. Paseador is a noun, meaning, walker. It is a compound noun formed from, pasar, to walk, plus, door, a person, who does something. De is a preposition meaning, of, and indicates the type of walking being done, in this case, walking dogs. Perros is a noun, plural form of, perro, dog. Había tres hombres. There were three men. Breakdown. Había. This is the imperfect tense of the verb. Haber. Which means, to have, or, there was slash were. In this context, it indicates that the existence of the three men was in the past. Tres. This is the Spanish word for, three. Hombres. This is the plural form of, hombre. Which means, man. Muchos grupos minoritarios han sido discriminados en el pasado. Many minority groups have been discriminated against in the past. This sentence is in the past perfect tense indicating that the action of discrimination happened in the past, and has finished. Breakdown. Muchos means many, and is a plural masculine adjective. Grupos means groups, and is a plural masculine noun. Minoritarios means minority, and is a plural masculine adjective. An is the third person plural of the verb. Haber meaning to have, and is used to form the past perfect tense. Sido is the past participle of the verb. Ser meaning to be. Discriminados is the past participle of the verb. Discriminar meaning to discriminate. En means in, and is a preposition. El means the, and is a definite article. pasado. Means, past, and is a masculine noun. Key concepts. Past perfect tense. Used to describe actions that happened, and were completed before another action in the past. Adjectives and nouns. Agreement in gender, and number. Prepositions. Indicate relationships between words. Definite articles. Indicate that the noun is specific. Por favor. Hazme una taza de café. Please make me a cup of coffee. Breakdown. Por favor. This is a polite way of saying, please. It is a common expression used to make requests in Spanish. Haz. This is the second person singular imperative form of the verb. Hacer. To do, to make. It means, make, or, do, in this context. Me. This is the object pronoun meaning, me, and indicates that the coffee is being made for the speaker. Una taza. This is a direct object phrase meaning, a cup, and specifying the quantity of coffee. De café. This is a prepositional phrase meaning, of coffee, and specifying the type of beverage being made. Key concepts. Imperative mood. The imperative mood is used to give commands, or make requests. Object pronouns. Object pronouns are used to indicate who or what is receiving the action of a verb. Direct object. The direct object is the person, or thing that is directly affected by the verb. Prepositional phrase. A prepositional phrase is a group of words that starts with a preposition, and modifies a noun, or pronoun. Enojándose no arreglará nada. Getting angry won't fix anything. Breakdown. Enojándose. This is the gerund form of the verb. Enojar. To anger. Gerunds in Spanish end in ando, or indo, and function as nouns, often expressing an action in progress. Here, it's the subject of the sentence, meaning, getting angry. No. This is the Spanish word for, not. Arreglará. This is the third person singular future tense of the verb. Arreglar. To fix. It means, will fix. Nada. This means, nothing. Key concepts. Gerunds. Gerunds are an important part of Spanish grammar, and are used to express actions in progress. Future tense. The future tense in Spanish is formed by adding, acute, imos, is, on, to the stem of the verb. Negative sentences. Spanish negative sentences are formed using no before the verb. La silla es demasiado baja para mí. The chair is too low for me. Here's the breakdown. La. This is the definite article, the, in the feminine singular form. It agrees with the noun, silla, chair, silla. This is the noun, chair, in the feminine singular form. S. This is the verb, to be, in the third person singular form of the present indicative tense. It agrees with the subject, silla. Demasiado. This means, too, or, excessively. It is an adverb modifying the adjective, baja. Baja. This is the feminine singular form of the adjective, low. It describes the noun, silla. Para. This means, for. It introduces the prepositional phrase, para mi, me. This is the pronoun, me, in the direct object form. It refers to the person speaking. Key concepts. Agreement. Notice how the definite article, la, and the verb, es, both agree in gender and number with the noun, silla. This is a fundamental principle in Spanish grammar. Adjective placement. The adjective, baja, follows the noun, silla. In Spanish, adjectives often follow the noun they modify. Prepositional phrases. The phrase, para mí, is a prepositional phrase that tells us for whom the chair is too low. Me encantaría ir con usted. I would love to go with you. This sentence uses the conditional tense, encantar, in the first person singular, which means, to love. The infinitive, ir, which means, to go, is used in the infinitive form. The pronoun, usted, refers to you in a formal context, and the preposition, con, translates to with. En pocas palabras, le falta talento musical. In a nutshell, he lacks musical talent. Breakdown. En pocas palabras. This phrase literally translates to, in few words, but it means, in a nutshell, or, to put it simply. It acts as a preface to a concise statement. Le. This is the indirect object pronoun, to him slash her slash it. Here, it refers to the person being discussed. Falta. This is a verb meaning, to lack, or, to be missing. Talento. This noun means, talent. Musical. This adjective modifies the noun, talent, to indicate the specific type of talent. Key concepts. Indirect object pronoun, le, indicates the recipient of the lack, emphasizing that the person lacks the musical talent. Verb, falter. The verb, falter, is used with the indirect object pronoun to express the idea of something being missing, or lacking. Adjective modification. The adjective, musical, clarifies the specific type of talent being discussed. Ya hiciste tu tarea? Did you already do your homework? This sentence is a question in the preterite tense. The verb hacer means to do, and it is conjugated in the preterite tense to form hiciste, which means you did. The pronoun tu means your, and refers to the person being asked the question. Tarea means homework. The word ya is an adverb that means already. It is used to indicate that the action of doing the homework has already been completed. Tokio es una ciudad gigante. The sentence means Tokyo is a giant city. Here is a breakdown. Tokyo. This is the Spanish word for Tokyo, the capital of Japan. Es. This is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb. Ser. Meaning, to be. Una. This is the feminine singular definite article meaning, a, or, one. Ciudad. This is the Spanish word for, city. Gigante. This is the Spanish word for, giant. Key concepts. Gender. In Spanish, nouns are either masculine, or feminine. Ciudad. Is feminine, so we use the feminine definite article. Una. Agreement. In Spanish, adjectives must agree in gender, and number with the noun they modify. Since. Ciudad. Is feminine singular, the adjective. Gigante must also be feminine singular. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in Spanish, using the present indicative tense to state a fact about Tokyo. Me ocultaba. I was hiding. Breakdown. Me. Me. Is the direct object pronoun, meaning, me, or, myself. It is used here, because the subject of the verb is performing the action on itself. Ocultaba. Ocultaba. Is the imperfect tense of the verb. Ocultar. Meaning, to hide. The imperfect tense is used to describe an action that was ongoing in the past. This sentence translates to, I was hiding. Lo he oído en la radio. I heard it on the radio. Lo. Law. is a direct object pronoun that refers to something previously mentioned, in this case, something the speaker heard. It is the masculine singular form of the pronoun, it, and is used because the object is assumed to be masculine. He, a, is the past participle of the verb, wa, or ear, which means, to hear. It is used in this context to form the present perfect tense with the auxiliary verb, haber, aver, which is implied in this sentence. Oido, or either, is the past participle of the verb, wa, or ear. In this case, it is used in the present perfect tense. En, en, is a preposition that means, in, or, on. La, la, is the definite article for the feminine singular noun, radio. Radio, 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 is the noun for the radio. Key concepts. Present perfect tense. This tense is used to describe an action that happened in the past, and is still relevant to the present. Direct object pronoun. This pronoun replaces the noun that is the object of the verb. Prepositions. These words show the relationship between a noun, or pronoun, and another word in the sentence. Se apartó para que pasara ella. He stepped aside so that she could pass. Breakdown. Se. This is the reflexive pronoun, himself slash herself slash itself slash themselves, in the third person singular. Here, it refers to the subject of the sentence, which is implied to be male. Apartó. This is the past participle of the verb, aparta, which means, to move aside, or, to set aside. In this case, it's in the third person singular past tense, indicating a completed action by the subject. Para qué. This is a conjunction that introduces a subordinate clause that explains the purpose of the main clause. It means, so that, or, in order that. Pasará. This is the past imperfect subjunctive of the verb, pasar, meaning, to pass. The subjunctive mood is used in this context to express a hypothetical, or desired action. Here, it describes the action of, she, passing. Ella. This is the third person singular feminine pronoun, referring to the woman, who is passing. Key concepts. Reflexive pronoun. The use of the reflexive pronoun, se, emphasizes that the subject moved aside for themselves, creating space for the woman to pass. Past participle, apartó, is the past participle form, indicating a completed action. Subjunctive mood, the subjunctive mood in, pasará, expresses the desired action of the woman passing. Conjunction. The conjunction, para que, connects the two clauses, and shows the purpose of the subject's action. Tom esperó por más de una hora. Tom waited for more than an hour. Breakdown. Tom is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. Espero is the verb, in the past tense of the ver esperar, which means, to wait. The ending, o acute, signifies the third person singular past tense in Spanish. Por is the preposition, for. Más de una hora is a phrase indicating, more than an hour. Más means, more. There is the preposition, of, or, than. Una hora means, 1 hour. Key concepts. Past tense. The sentence is in the past tense, using the verb. Esperó. To indicate an action that happened in the past. Prepositions. The sentence uses the preposition. Por. To indicate the duration of the waiting. Time phrases. The phrase, más de una hora, is a specific time phrase that provides the context for how long Tom waited. ¿A qué hora quieres que te recoja? At what time do you want me to pick you up? This sentence uses the subjunctive mood in the verb. Quieras. Want, which is required, because the phrase is asking for an opinion, or preference. Okay. What is used to ask a question about a specific thing? Aura. Time refers to a specific point in time. Precoja. To pick up is the subjunctive form of the verb. Precoger. To pick up. Te. Is the direct object pronoun, meaning you. Mañana va a llover. Tomorrow it will rain. The sentence, mañana va a llover, is a simple future tense statement. Let's break down its components. Mañana. Colon, this is the Spanish word for tomorrow. It functions as an adverb of time, indicating when the action will take place. Va. Colon, this is the third person singular form of the verb, to go. In this context, it's used as an auxiliary verb to construct the future tense. Ah. Colon, this is the preposition, which is used in conjunction with the verb, to express the future tense. The phrase, vara, is the equivalent of, will, or, is going to, in English. Llover. Colon, this is the infinitive form of the verb, llover, to rain. In summary, the sentence, mañana va a llover, literally translates to, tomorrow it goes to rain, but in English we would simply say, tomorrow it will rain. ¿Cómo se llama él? This translates to, what is his name? This sentence is in the interrogative form, meaning it's a question. It uses the verb, llamar, which means, to call, or, to name. The subject pronoun, él, means, he, and is used in this sentence, because we are asking about a male person. The word order of the question changes from the typical subject-verb-object to verb-subject-object. ¿Qué tipo de ropa te gusta usar? This sentence asks, what kind of clothes do you like to wear? The sentence breaks down like this. ¿Qué? ¿Qué? Is the interrogative word meaning, what? Tipo. Tipo. Means, type, or, kind, in this context. De. Is a preposition meaning, of, or, from. Ropa. Ropa. Is the noun meaning, clothes, or, clothing. Ti. Te. Is the indirect object pronoun, meaning, you, informal, singular. Gusta. Gusta. Is a verb meaning, to like, or, to please, in the third person singular form. Usar. Usar. Is a verb meaning, to use, or, to wear. Key concepts. The sentence is in the interrogative form, indicated by the question mark, and the use of the interrogative word. Que. The verb. Gusta. Is used to express preference, and takes the indirect object pronoun. Te. To indicate the person, who likes something. The infinitive verb. Usar. Is used after. Gusta. To specify the action that the person likes to do, in this case, to wear. Muchos dueños de perros solo los alimentan una vez al día. Many dog owners only feed their dogs once a day. Muchos. This means many and is a plural indefinite article. It is used to refer to a large, unspecified number of people or things. Dueños. This means owners. It is the plural form of the noun. Dueño. Which means owner. It is in the masculine plural form, because we are talking about owners, who are mostly men, but it could also be used to refer to both men and women owners. De perros. This means, of dogs. It is a prepositional phrase, with de, meaning, of, and, perros, meaning, dogs, in the plural masculine form. Solo. This means, only, and is an adverb that limits the scope of the action. Los. This is the direct object pronoun, them, which is referring to the dogs, the plural masculine form of el, meaning, the, alimentan. This means, feed. It is the third person plural form of the present indicative verb, alimentar, which means to feed. Una. This means one, and is an indefinite article referring to a single instance, birth. This means time, and is a noun referring to a specific point in time, al. This means at, and is a preposition that indicates a point in time, dia. This means day, and is a noun. This sentence is in the present tense, indicating that this is a habitual action that many dog owners perform. Necesito un montón de libros. I need a lot of books. Here's a breakdown of the sentence. Necesito. This is the verb, to need, in the first person singular present tense. This is a regular verb, so the ending, o, indicates that the subject is, I. Un. This is the indefinite article, a, or, an, which in this case is used for singular masculine nouns. Montón. This means, a lot, or, a heap. It's a masculine noun. De. This is a preposition meaning, of. It connects the noun, montón, to the noun, libros. Libros. This is the plural form of the noun, libro, book. It's a masculine noun. Key concepts. Gender agreement. The article. Un. And the noun. Montón. Must agree in gender, which is masculine. Plural nouns. The noun, libros, is plural, so the article. Un. Has to be changed to. Un. A slash an, to match. ¿Qué tipo de perro es aquel? What kind of dog is that one? The sentence is a question using the interrogative pronoun. ¿Qué? What? The word. Tipo. Is a noun meaning, type, or, kind, and is used with the definite article. De. Of, to form a prepositional phrase that modifies. Perro. Dog. The adjective. Aquel. That one, modifies the noun. Perro. And indicates the dog is at a distance from the speaker. Eres bueno. You are good. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. Eres. Is the second person singular form of the verb. Ser. To be. It is used to refer to you in the singular form, as in you are. Bueno. Is the masculine singular form of the adjective. Bueno. Good. It agrees in gender and number with the subject. Tú. You, which is understood to be the subject of the sentence. Esos campesinos urgentemente necesitan tierra para cultivar arroz. Those farmers urgently need land to grow rice. Esos. Esos. Is the masculine plural form of the demonstrative adjective, those. It indicates that the farmers are at a distance from the speaker. Campesinos. Campesinos. Is the noun, farmers, referring to people who work the land. Urgentemente. Urgentemente. Is an adverb meaning, urgently, indicating the necessity for the land. Necesitan. Necesitan. Is the third person plural of the present indicative of the verb, necesita, to need, which conjugates like the verb, habla, to speak. Tierra. Tierra. Is the noun, land, referring to the ground used for agriculture. Para. Para. Is a preposition meaning, for, introducing the purpose of the need. Cultivar. Cultivar. Is the verb, to cultivate. Referring to the process of growing crops. Arroz. Arroz. Is the noun, rice, specifying the particular crop. Hay una chica americana que quiere verte. There is an American girl who wants to see you. Breakdown. I. Is the third person singular present indicative of the verb. Haber. Meaning, there is, or, there are. It is used to introduce the existence of something, in this case, the American girl. Una is the feminine singular definite article meaning a or an. It modifies the noun chica, meaning girl. Americana is an adjective meaning American and modifies the noun chica. Que is a relative pronoun meaning who or that and introduces a relative clause that describes the girl. Quiere is the third person singular present indicative of the verb querer, meaning to want or to wish. Verte is the infinitive of the verb ver, meaning to see, in the infinitive form with the object pronoun te, meaning you, informal. This indicates that the girl wants to see you. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb I agrees in number with the subject. Una chica americana, which is singular. Relative clauses. The clause que quiere verte is a relative clause that provides additional information about the girl. Object pronouns. The object pronoun te is used to indicate that the girl wants to see you. Esa pobre dama está discapacitada. That poor lady is disabled. Breakdown. Esa. Esa. Colon. This is the feminine singular form of the demonstrative adjective. Ese. Which means that. It agrees in gender and number with the noun dama, lady. Pobre. Pobre. Colon. This is an adjective meaning poor or unfortunate. It also agrees in gender and number with dama. 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 Colon. This is a noun meaning lady. Estar. Estar. Colon. This is the third person singular present tense of the verb estar. To be. Discapacitada. Discapacitada. Colon. This is the feminine singular form of the past participle of the verb discapacitar. To disable. It is used as an adjective here, meaning disabled. Key concepts. Agreement. Notice how the adjectives esa and pobre agree in gender and number with the noun dama. This is a fundamental rule of Spanish grammar. Past participle as adjective. The past participle, discapacitada, is used as an adjective to describe the noun, dama. Verb, estar. The verb, estar, is used to express a state of being. In this sentence, it indicates the lady's current condition. ¿Por qué no venís con nosotros? Why don't you come with us? This sentence uses the to form of the verb venir, to come, in the negativo, negative form. ¿Por qué? Why? This is an interrogative phrase. No, this is the negative adverb. Venis, this is the to form of the verb venir, in the present tense, and in the imperativo, imperative mood. The imperative mood is used to give commands or make requests. Con nosotros, this means with us. The entire sentence can be understood as a polite request asking someone to join the speaker and others. Tom, señor, caminando de un lado para otro. Tom kept walking back and forth. Tom is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. Señor is the past tense of the verb seguir, which means to continue. Caminando is the gerund form of the verb caminar, which means to walk. In this case, it is functioning as an adverb describing the way Tom was walking. De un lado para otro means back and forth. De means from or of, and un lado means one side. para. Means for or to and otro. Means other. This phrase is a common way to express the idea of back and forth movement. ¿De quién es este lápiz? This translates to, whose pencil is this? Breakdown. ¿De quién? This is a question word, asking, whose. It is a contraction of, de, which means, of, and, quién, which means, who, es. This is the verb, to be, in the third person singular present tense, este. This is the masculine singular form of the demonstrative adjective, this, lápiz. This is the noun, pencil. This is the question mark. Key concepts. Question word. De quién. Starts the question, and indicates what is being asked. Verb conjugation. Es. Is conjugated correctly for the third person singular, agreeing with the subject, the pencil. Demonstrative adjective. Este. Helps to specify, which pencil is being referred to. Noun. Lápiz. Is the subject of the sentence, the thing, whose owner is being sought. Bebí cuanto quise. I drank as much as I wanted. Bebí. Is the past tense of the verb. Beber. To drink. In this case, it is conjugated in the first person singular, meaning, I drank. Cuanto. Means, how much, and. Quise. Is the past tense of the verb. Querer. To want, conjugated in the first person singular. It means, I wanted. The phrase literally translates to, I drank how much I wanted, but it is more natural in English to say, I drank as much as I wanted. La habitación está vacía. The room is empty. La. Is the definite article for, the, in the feminine singular form. Habitación. Is the noun, room, in the feminine singular form. Está. Is the present tense form of the verb, estar, which means, to be, in a state of being, or location. Vacía. Is the adjective, empty, in the feminine singular form. This sentence uses the verb, estar, to describe the state of the room, which is empty. The adjective, vacía, agrees in gender and number with the noun, habitación, because it is modifying the noun. Haz solo preguntas que se puedan contestar con sí o no. This means, ask only questions that can be answered with yes or no. The sentence is a command in the imperative mood, using the second person singular. Tú. Form of the verb. Hacer. To do. Haz. The phrase, solo preguntas, means, only questions, and, que si pueden contestar con sí o no, means, that can be answered with yes, or no. Key concepts. Imperative mood. Used to give commands, or make requests. Second person singular. Refers to the person being addressed directly. Relative clause. Que si pueden contestar con sí o no, is a relative clause that modifies, preguntas. Sí. Or. No. Colon the only acceptable answers to the type of question being described. Tom me preguntó cuánto tiempo habían estado casados mis padres antes de separarse. Tom asked me how long my parents had been married before they separated. Breakdown. Tom. This is the name of the person asking the question. Me. This is the object pronoun, indicating that Tom asked the question to the speaker. Preguntó. This is the past tense of the verb, to ask, in the third person singular. ¿Cuánto tiempo? This means, how long, and is used to ask about a duration of time. ¿Habían estado? This is the past perfect tense of the verb, to be, indicating that the parents were married before the separation. Casados. This means, married. Mis padres. This means, my parents. Antes de. This means, before, and indicates the time frame for the separation. Separarse. This is the infinitive of the verb, to separate. In this context, it refers to the separation of the speaker's parents. Podría traernos un tenedor? Could you bring us a fork? Podría. This is a polite way to ask a question. It literally means, could you? But it is used to make the request more formal and respectful. Tranos, this is the infinitive verb. Traer. Conjugated in the conditional tense, with the object pronoun. Nos. Attached to the end. The conditional tense is used to express a polite request or possibility. The object pronoun. Nos. Means, us, and indicates that the fork is being requested for multiple people. Un tenedor. Un. Is the indefinite article for masculine singular nouns. Tenedor. Means, fork. So, the sentence could be broken down as, could you bring for us a fork? Le presté a Tom mi sombrilla. I lent Tom my umbrella. Breakdown. Le. Colon, this is the indirect object pronoun, meaning, to him slash her. It refers to Tom. Presté. Colon, this is the past tense of the verb. Prestar. Meaning, to lend. Ah. Colon, this is the preposition, to, used here to introduce the indirect object, Tom. Tom. Colon, the name Tom, the indirect object of the sentence. Me. Colon, this is the possessive adjective, my. Sombrilla. Colon, this is the noun, umbrella. Key concepts. This sentence uses the indirect object pronoun, le. To indicate that Tom received the umbrella. The verb, prestar, is a regular verb in the past tense. The sentence demonstrates the use of possessive adjectives to indicate ownership. Quizás ella venga mañana. Perhaps she will come tomorrow. The sentence, quizás ella venga mañana, is a simple sentence in the future subjunctive tense. Quizás, quizás, is an adverb meaning, perhaps, or, maybe, and indicates uncertainty. Ella, ella, is a subject pronoun meaning, she. Venga, venga, is the third-person singular present subjunctive form of the verb, venir. To come. The subjunctive mood is used to express possibility, uncertainty, or desire. Here, it indicates that her coming tomorrow is not certain. Mañana. Mañana. Is an adverb meaning, tomorrow. Yo creo que él no es culpable del crimen. I believe that he is not guilty of the crime. Breakdown. Yo. Creo. This is the subject pronoun, I, and the verb, to believe, in the first person singular present indicative. It means, I believe. Que. Él. No. Es. Culpable. This is a dependent clause that expresses the speaker's belief. Él. Is the subject pronoun, he. Es. Is the verb, to be, in the third person singular present indicative. Culpable. Is the adjective meaning, guilty. No, means, not, so this translates to, he is not guilty. Del. Crimen. This is a prepositional phrase that specifies the crime in question. Del. Is the contraction of del, meaning, of the. Crimen. Is the noun, crime. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb conjugation in Spanish must agree with the subject in person and number. Negation. The word, no, is placed before the verb to negate the sentence. Prepositional phrases. These phrases provide additional information about the noun. Siéntate a la mesa. Sit down at the table. Siéntate. is the to. You form of the imperative verb. Sentarse. To sit down. A. Is a preposition that means to or at. La. Is the definite article, the, and refers to the noun. Mesa. Table. The sentence is a command for someone to sit down at the table.